Welcome. You're listening to the Spa Buzz podcast, your online resource for all things spa and information about the wellness lifestyle. My name is Christy Konesny, and today I'll be talking to Candace Ayers, the spa director at the St. Julian Hotel and Spa in Boulder, Colorado, and you can listen in on our conversation. During the podcast, you'll find out which spa is described as being layers of heaven, and you'll get some insight as to Candace's start in the industry. I hope you enjoy the talk. I'm speaking with Candace Ayers today from the St. Julian Hotel and Spa. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Christy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Really good.
Oh, so I had the Mountain Mojito this morning. Thank you. Well, I'll ask you more about that and go more in depth. I wanted to ask you, how did you get started in the spa industry?
I got started about 9 years ago. I went and I was in the food and beverage industry for 16 years. Traveled around, worked all aspects of F&B, and decided I wanted to get out of that industry. So I went and got my esthetician's license and started doing skincare, and then just ended up eventually managing spas. And I've been here about 3 years. I also got my certification to teach yoga. And so, yeah, and then I've been a director here for 3 years. So
very good. So, have you kept your license active?
Yes, I keep it active all the time. And I actually just did a facial probably 3 weeks ago. Someone was sick and couldn't make it in. Or if we have a blizzard and someone snowed in up in the mountains,
you camped down and
I just stay here for the night and do the facials. I actually really enjoy it. It's a nice break from the chaos of being the director to getting to go in there and, you know, be one on one with clients and. Yeah. Yeah, so I enjoy it.
I can imagine. So you teach yoga too?
I teach yoga too.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you teach here or are you?
I take that back. I haven't taught recently. Ever since I started here, I've, last year during LOHAS, I taught a couple of early morning classes, and I used to teach a mommy and me class when I was having my babies. And on occasion, I would love to do it here. We just had a group that requested a yoga teacher for a break during the day.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to start selling that as part of a group package. If you'd like to do a yoga class, then I'll go over and I'll teach the yoga class.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I don't do it on a consistent basis, but
it's always an option.
Yes, it's an option. Yeah.
So do you have a favorite style of yoga?
I just do a hatha yoga. Yeah, I prefer personally the Ashtanga style, but that's not what I'm trained in. I don't feel comfortable teaching it. I like a little more powerful, stronger yoga, but for the masses and just for teaching wise, I just do a hatha class.
Very good. So do you take classes here in Boulder?
I do. There's a place here called Yoga Pod. It's a heated room, although it's not Bikrams. So I do it in there as much as possible, but
Yoga Pod?
Yeah, it's called Yoga Pod. It's a great place. Or just at home. I do it at home.
So do you have a favorite teacher?
No. No, I don't. I have my original teacher is a lady named Atika, and she was my teacher in Maui. And she was the first person I ever took yoga from. And I ended up, I was there 3 years. I never took from another teacher my first 3 years. She was the only person I ever took a class from. And she encouraged me to get my certification and become a teacher myself. I took her word. And when I moved here, I did that. So, yeah.
This is the perfect place.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I was going to ask you about what do you do to keep yourself well. So, obviously, yoga is one thing, but I have a little interjection question, and that is, do you do yoga with your daughters?
I do. They love it. Actually, at night, I have 4- and 6-year-old daughters, and at night, it was getting a little bit out of control with all the things they wanted to do. They wanted to read books. They wanted a foot massage. They wanted me to scratch their back. They wanted to tell a story. So I came up with the idea to create index cards. So we did everything we could possibly think of. Books, foot massage, back scratch, karate chop. They like to do karate chop. Yoga came into play. So now they have about 15 cards, and each night one of them, they each get to choose a card.
Uh-huh.
And whoever chooses yoga gets to teach it. So
no way.
They get up and then the other child and I have to do whatever they say. So yeah, it's actually fun.
That is super cool. My sister has children, and so there is something by Baron Baptiste.
Children?
Yeah, it's like little yoga index cards, and it's but it's called My Daddy is a Pretzel or something, and it's super cute.
Oh, yes, I've seen him speak before at a Barnes & Noble, and I remember him talking about that, and I should actually get those. They could choose a card.
Yeah.
Yeah, their favorite is Warrior, the Three Warrior positions. Oh, really? And then Bella's favorite is the lotus. She likes to try to wrap her legs like a pretzel. So, yeah, that's the one. She starts with that. And I said, we should do that one at the end, but
that yeah. That is so yeah. cute.
And they they like to do the meditation and the pose and close their eyes, and it doesn't last very long, but...
Hey, it's a start.
You know what? It's a start, so...
Wow, that's yeah. so cool. So, yeah. What else do you do besides yoga to keep yourself healthy and
well? Run. I like to run. I was doing some really good weight training at the beginning of the summer, but I've fallen off on that. So, yeah, hiking, anything outdoors. We talked earlier, I do surf and snowboard, but it's a little hard to surf here. So, I snowboard in the winter, and yeah.
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 Very cool.
Try to stay active.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is a good place.
Very good place for it.
Being that you've lived in multiple states, I don't know, when I moved here, I found that... Okay, going back a little bit, I have a degree in exercise science and wellness, and I've always had this perception that I'm this, you know, very active, health-conscious, fit person mm-hmm. until I moved to Colorado.
Right.
So until I moved to Colorado. And I've always heard Boulder is 10 times worse, so...
Yeah. Well, it's that theory of, what's the saying, the more you know, the less you know. I mean, it's true. I really got into all this in Maui. I really started eating better, and I didn't even know what brown rice was till I moved to Maui, you know, and then started doing yoga, and the more you like tap into it, it's just a wealth of knowledge. And then I moved here to Boulder, and you know, everyone is incredibly knowledgeable here about health and wellness. And I think just as a society, we are more knowledgeable because more magazines write about it and more people speak about it, and there's more books about it now. So, you know, in the last 10 years, the whole industry has just blown up. So.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier as well, the Mountain Mojito. How did you come up with such a great, wonderful treatment?
You know, it's funny. I was under pressure to like come up with something, and for marketing purposes, all the other departments are doing something, and I thought, okay, it's time. I got to come up with something. We have an herb garden here at the hotel, and the mint... It just is overtaking everything. We use it for the mojitos here out in the on the terrace and on, you know, our busy nights in the bar. And I just saw a report this morning that said we sold 1,700 mojitos in the last 3 months. Yes, drinks, just the mojito drink. We sold 1,700 of them. And you would never even see a dent in the mint garden outside. It just grows so crazy. I was trying to think of a way to make our own scrub in front of the guest. I have a mortar and pestle, in Mexico they call it a molcajete bowl, that I had brought back from Mexico, and I thought we could just make a scrub in it, see how it goes. So we grabbed the mint, we took some sugar. My lead therapist and I got in there and played one day, and the Mountain Mojito was born, and it's been hugely popular. I'm really surprised. So much so that the staff wants to put it on the menu, which staff usually doesn't want to do anything out of the norm, but they're really excited about it. They want to put it on the menu, and the guests have just loved it. Of course you get a mojito at the end of the treatment, so everybody loves that.
Yes.
You didn't.
I didn't. It was an early morning, but I will be back. I live close.
Yeah.
So, also, I did notice in the specials that you created, you have a little cupcake pedicure.
Treats for toes.
Treats for toes. Yeah. Cupcake pedicure.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right. There's a company called Feeling Smitten. They're gorgeous handmade cupcakes that are actually bath bombs. The bottom are salt and the top's a shea butter mixture. Mm-hmm. I had gotten an email about it and thought they were just so adorable. Had them ordered, brought them in, and then so you get your pedicure, you get to pick one of the cupcakes, and they drop it into your tub, and as you're getting your pedicure, you get a plate of pedophores that our pastry chef makes. So it's just a beautiful presentation on the cupcakes, and it's a beautiful presentation on the pedophores. And then I started retailing the cupcakes. I'm going through them faster than I can get them ordered. I have done, in 3 months, I've placed 3 orders, and you have to call right back and say, start making more, because they're individually handmade. So they take at least 2 weeks to make.
Uh-huh.
So it's taken off really well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh,
fantastic. So do you think you'll keep that on the menu?
I don't. I'll probably keep retailing the cupcakes, but we just remodeled that pedicure area back in June. And so for the October, November, December special, we're going to do a happy hour beauty bar.
Ooh.
There's a lot of details in it, but it's going to be a beauty bar, basically. And we're going to do little mini treatments in there. So say 4 girls wanted to go out one night. You would come in and you get 15 minutes, you get your eyes done. 15 minutes, you get a mini manicure or a mini toe polish. you would get a really easy updo, like mm-hmm. a cool ponytail or, you know, some curls or something. And then, what was the other thing? Is that four things?
Three.
Huh? Three. Was that three?
No, I'm waiting.
Mani, pedi, eyes, hair, and that's it.
Okay.
There's four things.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we might even have a chair massage in there to do this little
cool.
chair massage. Yeah. So a few things, and then we'll have wine and cheese. So that you can have wine and cheese while you're getting that done, and then you can go out on the tail.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's good. I like it.
So that's our next special, and I can have more details about that if you want to talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to
come back for that.
And I'll video that one.
Right,
that'll be
right.
really cool.
I'm trying to make that one not so much spa, quiet, relaxing, as fun, energetic, and a thing to do with some girlfriends. So
Yeah,
that'll be coming up.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
How often do you have specials?
Always.
Seasonal?
Quarterly.
Okay, quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seasonal, same, I guess. But, we were doing them every month when I first got here, and it's too much. Well, by the time you really get the word out, then...
And the staff gets used to it.
Yeah, then it's gone. So I'd really rather create something really fabulous and do it for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
We actually had one of the very first treatments we did like that was the Love All of Me, which is now on the menu. It was a
nice.
Great treatment. It was really popular, so... Next time we did a menu change, we put it on. So some things stick.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. You're burning through those menus. That's
I know.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Why would anyone come to the St. Julian? What makes you stand out?
You know, honestly, a lot of people will say, this is our signature treatment. It's where we're located. It's our special, you know, hot tub that overlooks the mountains. I think all those things are great. I find myself really limited on the things that spa can offer. I mean, there's only so many scrubs, so many massages, so many things you can really do. It's my staff. It's honestly my staff, or our staff, not my staff, is the best there is. I would put any one of my massage therapists, facialists, up against anybody. We have one of the top schools in the nation here in Boulder, uh-huh. and so our pool of therapists is a good... We have good choices, and... They're all amazing. So,
Wow. Yeah.
We have, when I started, we had 23 massage therapists, and I think we're down to about 17 or 18 now. And I've had almost all of them, and they're wonderful. So,
which brings me to the question. It seems nationally, one of the challenging positions is nail techs.
Mm-hmm.
You have no problem with that?
I wouldn't say we have no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Magic, call Candace.
Yeah, right? I don't know how.
She's got the trick.
I don't know what her secret is, right? I would never tell if I had one either. Again, I think it's who you work for and not so much me, but we had our challenges in the beginning, but the last year, we've had an amazing group of girls, and they're all close friends. This is kind of cute, but they call each other in the morning, and they all talk about what they're going to wear, and they wear, like, matching colors.
Uh-huh.
They say, we're going to wear white tops and black skirts today, and they all show up, and they're the only people in the whole hotel who don't have a uniform. I don't really know why, but the salon doesn't. And they just all love each other to death. And I have Udaimi, who's managing them right now, and she does a great job communicating with them, and everyone's really happy. So I guess, you know, there is a trick. The secret is people being happy to come to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to find them, but I think once you do find them, if you can keep them happy and, treat them well.
Yeah.
You know, then they people stay for that. So.
Well, you might be onto something.
Yeah.
You might be onto something.
Go figure, right?
Just be nice to people.
Just be nice to people, right? I have the secret.
I know no one has ever thought of this.
Right?
Oh, dear. Okay, so to finish up, what are your dream spa treatments or vacations or staycations or what's your next big thing? Or goal?
Personally or for the spa?
For the spa.
Yeah.
For you.
For me. Well, I've had some pretty amazing spa vacations, I have to say. The Grant, the Ritz-Carlton, and the Caymans went with my mother, and she said, this is like layers of heaven is how she described it. But it is. You check into the locker room, and then you go up to the next floor, and then the treatment rooms, and I had one of the best treatments I've ever had there. The Silver Rain, it was called.
So the La Prairie.
The La Prairie, okay. Yeah, it was amazing.
I have to give a plug to Kristen Scaff. She was my mentor. She opened that spa.
Oh, did she? Yeah. Okay, Terry's was the spa director.
Oh, Terry, yeah.
They were all very gracious. I wasn't even there on a spa event. My mother had won her president or club trip or whatever, and I just went with her and just went to the spa randomly and didn't say who I was or anything until, I think after my treatment, I said, I just wanted to introduce myself and tell her how much I loved it.
Yeah.
And they were just so hospitable and... Well, of course, the Ritz-Carlton, but, you know, they were still very nice. And let's see, where else? You know, I went to Istanbul a couple of years ago, and I actually did a true hammam.
Oh, okay.
That was very interesting. I won't say amazing, but interesting. You know, and I wish for myself that I could travel more and bring some more treatments like that back to, you know, our spa and do something really unique. So, maybe looking into something more like that in the future and offering something that's really an experience rather than a treatment.
Right.
So if anybody has any ideas, call me.
Good stuff. Actually, last night I thought I would do a little check of Denver spas because as we were talking about earlier, I sadly enough have not experienced
very many.
like one in the whole state, and that was in Steamboat. So I have limited experience here. As far as looking at Denver spas and trying to research a little bit more, there is a authentic, not totally authentic, but a Russian spa right downtown Denver.
Okay. Do they do the banya?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so...
You'll have to call me. Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah, I'd love to. I went on Yelp last night.
Okay.
And I was looking at the reviews, and somebody was at a spa, not to be named, here in town, and the therapist was going on and on about this other spa and how they had to try it.
Oh, okay.
So every review was so positive. I mean, it's definitely very rustic.
Right.
It's not hotel spa.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Okay, let me know what you think. Because that was an option we had thought about a year or two ago. We have a wet treatment room that we're sitting on, waiting to decide what to do with it. So we had talked about something like that. It didn't sound very pleasing to me. And that's
getting whipped with an oak branch soaked in oil?
Yeah. So I thought, well, no, I don't want to do that.
but you should experience it.
But, hey, you know, we should all experience everything in our industry. We'll drop it. Okay. Sorry. We'll just wait till it's done.
So.
One of my favorites here is in Aspen, St. Regis. We talked about that. I think that's just beautifully done and... I had a great treatment there, but you know I haven't done a lot of Denver spas myself, so
we should get on the circuit.
Right, we need to find out. Yeah. I know some of the directors, but I tend to go up to the mountains or, you know, stay here. So
yeah, true time.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed your treatment. Thanks for coming to see us.
So wonderful, and good. You're right. Your staff's amazing.
Thank you.